Our scripture reading once again comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9.
我们今天要读的经文是继续从马可福音第九章而来。
We'll begin in Mark chapter 9, verse 9. Hear now the word of the living God. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean. And they asked him, Why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come? And he said to them, Elijah does come first to restore all things. And how is it written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come. And they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him.
我们继续早上的经文，接下来我们要读的是马可福音第九章九到十三节。下山的时候，耶稣嘱咐他们说：“人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所听见的告诉人。”门徒将这话存记在心，彼此议论。从死里复活是什么意思？他们就问耶稣说：“文士为什么说以利亚必须先来？”耶稣说：“以利亚固然先来复兴万事，经上不是指着人子说他要受许多的苦，被人轻慢呢？我告诉你们，以利亚已经来了，他们也任意待他，正如经上所指着他的话。”
In our passage this afternoon, we see that the disciples want to be the author of their own story.
在我们今天早上读的经文里面，门徒们想要做他们自己故事的作者。
They want to reach the end of their adventure with the Messiah immediately and avoid any conflict.
他们想要立刻就抵达那个他们与弥赛亚一同走的这个冒险路程的终点，而且想要避开所有的冲突。
But Jesus explains that he has other plans.
但是耶稣的解释是他有另外的计划。
In Mark chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, we see Jesus reveals the kingdom timeline.
但我们在马可福音九章第九到十三节里面，我们看到耶稣启示出了他的国度的一个时间表。
First, we see the disciples' confusion, and second, we see Jesus' explanation.
首先我们要看门徒们在什么事情上面感到困惑，然后我们会看耶稣基督对他们做的解释。
So first, the disciples' confusion in verse 9, as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead.
首先我们看门徒们他们在什么事情感到困惑。第九节说，下山的时候，耶稣嘱咐他们说，人子还没有从死里复活。你们不要将所看见的告诉人。
Now this morning we saw Christ's transfiguration, a preview of his exalted humanity in the future.
我们早上看到了基督的登山变相，这是他在未来被高举的人性的一个预告片。
The transfiguration is the basis for the expectation of Christ's glorious return.
登山变相是我们期待耶稣荣耀再来的一个基础。
And it's overwhelming for Peter and James and John.
那这对彼得、雅各、约翰来说是他们难以消受的。
So Moses and Elijah disappear, and then the disciples descend the mountain with Jesus.
所以在那个高山上面，摩西和以利亚他们就消失了，然后门徒们就按耶稣一同下山。
And as they make their way down back to the other disciples,Jesus brings them down to earth after this spiritual high of the transfiguration.
所以当他们下到山，回到其他门徒身边的时候，耶稣就把他们从登山变相的这个属灵的高峰拉回到地面来。
He warns them not to tell anyone until after his resurrection.
他警告他们说，在他复活之前，不要把这件事情告诉任何人。
If they tell people that they have just seen a preview of the glorified humanity of the Messiah as he comes in power and glory on the last day, the crowds would have rushed to make him king.
如果他们告诉在山下的群众说他们刚看了一个预告片， 他们看到了耶稣，弥赛亚在末日得荣耀的这个人性的一个预告片。那么他们这个山下的，那么而且他要以全能和荣耀降临。那么在山下群众就会争先恐后的拥立他作王。
They had already tried to make him king after the feeding of the 5,000.
那在之前的记载里面，耶稣加喂饱了5,000人之后，那些群众已经企图想要拥立他作王。
So Jesus can't jeopardize his mission by allowing Peter, James, and John to report what they saw.
所以耶稣基督不要不让彼得、雅各、约翰告诉群众他们刚才所看到的，因为这会危及到他的使命。
Now Peter, James, and John don't have to remain silent until the time of the end, only until Jesus rises from the dead.
不过彼得、雅各、约翰他们不必在末日之前永远保持沉默，他们只需要在他从死里复活之前保持沉默就可以了。
This is another reminder of the Son of Man's suffering.
那这是对人子受苦或受难的另外一次提醒。
If he tells them to wait until he's risen from the dead, obviously this means that he is going to die.
如果他告诉门徒们他们必须等到他从死里复活，那么很明显的这就意味着耶稣基督将要面对死亡。
And he has to continue to remind them of his suffering because they continue to forget.
他必须不断地提醒他们他即将受死，因为门徒们老是忘记这件事情。
They don't truly understand the purpose of it yet.
他们还没有真正的明白到底耶稣基督为什么要受死。
They don't understand that without his humiliation, there can be no exaltation.
他们不明白的是，如果他没有降卑，那么也不会有他的升高。
So he must complete his obedience in suffering, his entire lifetime of suffering and rejection by men, culminating in the crucifixion, without which there can be no resurrection, no glorification, and no second coming.
所以耶稣基督必须完成他这个受难的顺服，因为他一生都在受苦，他被人弃绝，而且最后被钉在十字架上。如果没有这些，那就不会有复活，也不会有荣耀，也不会有他的再来。
So now verse 10. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean.
我们看第十节，门徒将这话存记在心，彼此议论从死里复活是什么意思。
So the wording here in the question that comes in verse 11 signals that Peter, James, and John discussed it amongst themselves.
所以这里所说的话和十一节里面门徒们的问题这说明了彼得、雅各和约翰他们彼此在讨论这个死里复活到底这个问题是什么，他在讨论这个问题。
They follow Jesus' command not to speak of the transfiguration to others, probably even the other disciples.
他们遵循耶稣基督的命令，没有向其他人，甚至可能没有向其他的门徒来讨论这个登山变相的事情。
But they did ask each other, what does this mean?
但他们的确彼此在互相问说，这到底是什么意思？
And even though he has told them over and over that he is going to die, they still want to jump to the ending that was previewed in the transfiguration.
尽管耶稣一次又一次地告诉他们他即将要受死，但是他们仍然想跳到登山变相所预告的那个结局那里。
They didn't have death and resurrection in their list of expectations for the Messiah.
在他们对弥赛亚的这个期盼里面并没有死亡也没有复活这回事。
Because when Christ speaks of resurrection, the disciples are thinking of the resurrection of everyone on the last day.
因为当基督说到复活的时候，门徒们心里想到的是所有的人在末日都要复活。
And they're confused as to why Jesus mentions the resurrection of the Son of Man specifically.
他们对耶稣基督为什么特别提到人子要复活这件事情感到困惑。
They don't realize that his resurrection comes first.
但是他们没有意识到的是基督的复活是首先要发生的事情。
So Peter, James, and John properly understood the transfiguration as a showcase of Christ's exalted humanity.
所以彼得、雅各、约翰他们正确地理解 他们理解的是登山变相是耶稣基督得高举的人性的一个展示窗。
They grasped that they were witnessing a foretaste of Christ in His glory on the last day.
所以他们意识到的是他们在见证一个预尝，就是尝到基督在末日的荣耀。
But they wanted to jump directly to that last day.
但是他们想直接跳到那个末日那个场景。
They failed to comprehend that there must be an extended period of suffering of the Son of Man before He is glorified.
他们没有意识到的，他们没有认识到的是，在人子在得优他得荣耀之前，必须经过一个漫长的受苦的期间。
And they also failed to comprehend that there must be an extended period of suffering for Christ's church before they are glorified.
而且他们也没有意识到，在基督的教会得到荣耀之前，也必须有一个漫长的受苦的期间。
So now verse 11, they asked him, why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?
第十一节说，他们就问耶稣，文士为什么说以利亚必须先来呢？
So Peter, James, and John are discussing amongst themselves his rising from the dead.
所以彼得、雅各、约翰，他们彼此讨论耶稣从死里复活的事情。
And rather than ask Jesus about his death and resurrection, they ask about Elijah.
但是他们没有问耶稣啊、关于他的死、他的复活的事情，而是问起关于以利亚的死。
But why would they ask about Elijah?
那他们为什么会问关于以利亚的事情呢？
Well, they had just seen Elijah, so he is at the forefront of their thinking.
因为他们才刚刚见到以利亚，所以他是以利亚是他们思考的重点。
More important, though, are the prophecies of Elijah that are related to the end times.
不过最重要的是，因为以利亚跟末世有跟有一个预言是跟以利亚跟末世有关的预言。
So Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 and 6, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet.Before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
那么以利亚关于跟末世有关预言记载在马拉基书四章五节，那里说：“看哪、啊，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。”
So Elijah comes before the day of the Lord.
所以在耶和华的日子到来之前，以利亚要先来。
So Peter, James, and John have just seen Elijah, and Jesus is talking about rising from the dead.
所以我们看到彼得、雅各、约翰刚刚在这个高山上面看见了以利亚，而耶稣正在讨论从死里复活的事情。
They think he is speaking of the final resurrection, so they ask about Elijah.
因为他们认为耶稣基督所说的复活是最后的复活，所以他们就问起了关于以利亚的事。
Judaism in the first century not only associated Elijah with the last day, but also with the restoration of Israel.
那么第一世纪的犹太教不仅把以利亚跟末日连在一起，而且把以利亚跟以色列的复兴连在一起。
The disciples are expecting the Messiah to restore Israel to greatness, to conquer all their enemies, and to establish a golden age in Jerusalem.
那耶稣的门徒期盼弥赛亚会使得会叫以色列这个国家再次伟大起来，他们要征服所有的仇敌，而且在耶路撒冷建立一个黄金时代。
So they see Elijah at the transfiguration and they think this is it. Israel will be restored as a great nation.
所以在登山变相里面，他们看到以利亚的时候，他们就认为这就是时候了，这就是那个时候了，以色列会得到复兴，变成一个伟大的国家。
They think that the resurrection is imminent and the restoration of Israel will take place soon.
那他们想知道他们在那个国度里面会坐在怎么样的高位上面。
But they are terribly mistaken.
那他们认为这个复活已经马上就要降临了，所以以色列很快就要复活了，但是他们这样的想法实在是错得离谱了。
So we've seen the disciples' confusion, now we see Jesus' explanation.
好，我们已经看到了门徒们他们心中的困惑，现在我们来看耶稣怎么解释这些事情。
Verse 12, he said to them, Elijah does come first to restore all things, and how is it written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, And they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him.
12-13节，耶稣说，以利亚固然要先来复兴万事，但经上不是指着人子说，他要受许多的苦，被人轻慢呢？我告诉你们，以利亚已经来了，他们也任意待他，正如经上所指着他的话。
So Peter, James, and John think that Elijah's coming signals triumph and dominion.
所以，彼得、雅各、约翰，他们认为以利亚的到来就意味着他们要得胜，而且要施行统治。
Jesus explains that it actually means suffering and death.
但是耶稣却解释说，以利亚到来意味着苦难和死亡。
Elijah was a man acquainted with grief.
以利亚是一个非常熟悉什么叫做忧愁的人。
We see in 1 Kings 18 that God uses Elijah to defeat the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, a tremendous victory.
我们在列王记上第十八章看到上帝使用以利亚，他在加密山上击败了巴利的先知，那他得到一个非常巨大的胜利。
Then in 1 Kings 19, King Ahab and Jezebel tried to kill him.
那么在列王记上十九章记载说，亚哈和耶洗别想要伤害他。
And as Jesus says in verse 13 of Mark chapter 9, they did to Elijah whatever they pleased, as it is written of him.
就像耶稣在马可福音九章十三节里面所说的，他们也任意待他，也就是对待以利亚，正如经上所指着他的话。
So Elijah flees and he ends up in the wilderness.
所以以利亚就逃命，起来逃命，最后逃到了旷野。
Then in the midst of Elijah's suffering, when it seems as if all hope is lost, God preserves his people.
在以利亚的苦难当中，似乎满盘皆输，而且是毫无盼望的时候，上帝却保存了他的百姓。
And contrary to the expectations of the disciples that the appearance of Elijah would lead to the restoration of the nation of Israel, Elijah acts as a forerunner of the Messiah.
门徒们他们所期盼的是以利亚的出现会带来以色列的复兴，但是实际的情况是与这个盼望相反的，以利亚乃是要作为弥赛亚的先锋到来。
Jesus said in Mark chapter 1 verse 2, As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
那耶稣在马可福音第一章二到三节里面说到，正如先知以赛亚书上记着说，看哪，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
Mark makes clear that John the Baptist is the fulfillment of this. He is the forerunner of the Messiah.
那马可很明确地告诉我们，施洗约翰已经应验了这个预言，而且他是弥赛亚的先锋。
In verse 4 of Mark chapter 1, John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
马可福音一章四节记载说，照着这个话，约翰来了，他在旷野施洗，传悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
John the Baptist dresses like Elijah. He has a fiery personality like Elijah, and they do whatever they please to him, just like Elijah.
施洗约的穿着很像以利亚，而且他的性格也很像以利亚那样的火热，而且他们任意待他。
We see in Mark chapter 6 that Herodias asks for the head of John the Baptist, and Herod Antipas delivers John's head on a platter.
我们在马可福音第六章里面看到，希罗底就是希律的妻子，他向希律安提帕要这个施洗约翰的头，希律安提帕就把约翰斩首了，而且把他头放在了盘子里面，在那个宴会里面端出来。
So Elijah has come in John the Baptist, but John did not initiate a restoration of the 12 tribes of Israel and usher Israel into a golden age.
所以以利亚已经到了，他是透过施洗约翰到来了，但是约翰并没有开始复兴以色列的十二个支派，而且把以色列带入一个黄金时代。
He preached a message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins and faith in the coming Messiah, and that message got him killed.
他所传的是一个悔改的信息，要叫罪得赦， 而且要信靠那即将到来的弥赛亚，但是这个信息却叫他遭到杀害。
So Elijah is the precursor to John the Baptist and a type of Christ in his suffering.
所以以利亚是施洗约翰的先锋，是基督受难的一个预表。
So Jesus says in verse 12, how is it written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt?
耶稣在马可福音九章十二节说到，经上不是人指责人子说他要受许多的苦，被人轻慢呢？
Now unfortunately, Jesus doesn't give us the reference for this.
很不幸的是，耶稣并没有告诉我们关于这方面的经文到底在哪里。
It is written, but where? We don't know for certain.
经上不是指着，到底 是哪里指着呢？我们没有办法 得知。
It could be Psalm 22. Jesus, of course, quotes Psalm 22 on the cross.
当然有可能是诗篇第二十二篇，因为耶稣基督在十字上十字架上，他引用了诗篇二十二篇。
Psalm 22, verse 1: My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? From the words of my groaning.Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted, they trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued, in you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people.
诗篇二十二篇提到六节，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语，我的神，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不住声。但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。我们的祖宗依靠你，他们依靠你，你便解救他们。他们哀求你，便蒙解救。他们依靠你，并不羞愧。但我是从不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视。
Despised by the people in Psalm 22 verse 6 is the same word used in Mark chapter 9 verse 12, treated with contempt. Same word.
诗篇22篇第6节被百姓藐视，跟马可福音9章12节说的被人轻慢，这两个词是同一个字。
So Psalm 22 is a real possibility for the passage that Jesus is thinking of when he says,It is written.
所以诗篇二十二篇可能就是耶稣所说的经上不是指着 这句话的时候，耶稣基督想到的经文可能就是诗篇二十二篇。
The disciples are expecting to see the vision of the Son of Man that we see in Daniel chapter 7 fulfilled in the Messiah.
那门徒们期望看到但以理书第七章里面关于人子的意象会在弥赛亚身上得到应验。
They don't realize that to get to the scene of everlasting dominion, the Son of Man has to suffer many things.
但是他们没有意识到的是，但以理书七章十四节里面有说的，会有一个永远的权柄。如果要得到这个永远的权柄，人子必须先受许多的苦。
He must be brought low before he can be exalted.
他必须先降为卑，然后才能被高举。
We, of course, are called to take up our cross and to follow Christ.
当然我们蒙召也是要背起我们的十字架来跟随基督。
To put our own wants and desires to death and to suffer for the sake of the gospel.
要将我们自己所想要的还有各样的私欲置之死地为福音的缘故来受苦。
And sometimes we might be tempted to be our own author to avoid suffering and hardship.To seek to be the church triumphant in this present evil age.
有时候我们可能会受到这样的诱惑，就是想要做我们自己故事的作者，我们要书写自己的故事，来避免苦难，避免一些困难。那想要在新这个邪恶世代里面成为那个所谓的得胜的教会。
And the theology of glory entices us for victory and success here and now, for dominion, not suffering.
荣耀神学不断想要诱惑我们他诱惑我们说胜利很成功就在这里了就在此时此刻要发生了所以我们要的实际上是权柄而不是苦难
And the disciples are not entirely wrong in their expectation that the appearance of Elijah signals an event of the end times.
门徒们的期望是以色列以利亚的到来会标志着一个末世的事件。这样的期盼并不是完全错误的。
But it's not Israel's restoration and entrance into the age to come as they thought.
但是这并不是他们所想的，是以色列将要得到复兴，然后进入到来世。实际上面，以利亚显现是弥赛亚要进入他永恒，要进入他永恒的安息日的安息。
It's the Messiah entering into his eternal Sabbath rest.
所以这里是以利亚到来是来预告弥赛亚要进入到他永远的安息日。
He is nearing the end of his work as mediator, and he will be rewarded for fulfilling the covenant of works on our behalf with entrance into the age to come.
他要因为代表我们履行了完成了新约之约而得到奖赏，并且进到来世。
And he is the first fruits of our resurrection, and he will bring us with him into that eternal Sabbath rest.
所以他就是我们复活的那个出熟的果子，而且他要带我们一起进入到达永恒的安息日的安息。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our merciful God, who is pleased to condescend to speak to us through your word, grant us all grace that we may not be mere hearers of your word, but doers also. Give us the grace of your Holy Spirit that we may believe what has been proclaimed to us. And may we bring glory and honor to your name in all that we do, as you conform us to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. All of this, gracious Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们仁慈的上帝，感谢你愿意俯就屈尊，来靠着你的话语向我们说话。请赐给我们够有恩典，让我们不只是听到，也做个行道的人。请赐给我们圣灵的恩典，好叫我们可以相信今天所向我们宣讲的，因为我们在一切所做的事上都把荣耀跟尊贵归给你，因为你塑造我们，好叫我们有你儿子耶稣基督，我们主耶稣基督的形象。这一切仁慈的父啊，我们奉耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。